Now, I'm not sure if anyone's heard about it, but Liam Neeson has a new film out. It's called Cold Pursuit.
Yeah, which I should preface that obviously Liam Neeson has made some very, very controversial comments recently in the press. And I will say this might affect how you feel about this film, but I think it's hard for me to judge what people's personal reaction is going to be. But I will also say with Cold Pursuit, I resent a little bit the fact that Michael Haneke went and made his English remake of Funny Games, because I feel like ever since then, studios have just used it as an excuse to throw a bunch of money at European directors for them to remake their films, you know, for people who don't want to read the subtitles. And, you know, you're not always going to get Funny Games out of that. Most of the time you're going to get something like Cold Pursuit, where it just doesn't translate. So this is from Norwegian director Hans Petter Moland, which is he's remaking his own 2014 thriller In Order of Disappearance. The original has Stellan Skarsgård, the new one has Liam Neeson, and because of that it has to be a Liam Neeson thriller in the tradition of Taken, which is a problem because there is no natural fusion between the two. You know, despite that this film actually recreates a lot of the scenes and dialogues of the original, it's basically taking the dark Scandi comedy and the Liam Neeson thriller and just slapping them together like two slabs of meat and hoping for the best. And I can see how, in theory, this film might have worked, because if you read the plot in an American context, it does kind of sound like a Coen Brothers movie. And we have a clip to kind of set up a little bit here.
Kyle, he got mixed up with some clown by the name of Dante, and they stole a kilo of coke from Viking.
Who's Viking?
Drug dealer, a big one. Viking's a whole different breed. He likes hurting people.
Gonna kill him, Rock.
Sure you are. What makes you think you can kill a man?
I've killed three of his guys.
What did you do with the bodies?
Wrapped them in chicken wire. Threw him in the gorge.
Where'd you learn that?
I read it in a crime novel.
Okay, so add a little bit of context to that. Neeson's character is called Nels Coxman, and he's a snowplow driver in the tiny skiing town of Cajo, Colorado. He's been awarded Citizen of the Year, but then his son, who's played by Neeson's real-life son, Michael Richardson, is murdered at the behest of the drug lord, Viking. And so Nels Coxman decides to methodically make his way through all of Viking's associates in order to carve a bloody path of vengeance right to the man responsible. And there are those kind of small touches of Fargo there. Emmy Rossum plays a kind of Marge Gunderson-type character. And as in the clip, he said Nels disposes of each body by chucking them off a waterfall because he read about it once in a crime novel. All the gangsters have these quirky little nicknames like Santa or Speedo or Avalanche. And after every death, it cuts to a title card with the name, the nickname, and then like a symbol to denote their religion. And so you could kind of see how that morbid Scandi humor could have worked in an American context. But the problem is, because Liam Neeson is very much, he thinks he's in a Liam Neeson thriller. He's in Liam Neeson thriller mode. And so every time it cuts to him, he's delivering his lines with this deadpan grittiness that just changes the entire tone of the film every time it cuts to him. And there is a clear attention to make to craft him as this quite isolated character. There are scenes very early on where he's talking to his wife, played by Laura Dern, and she explicitly states about how he's so cut off from his family. But the result of that is that it also makes him isolated from the entire film. And then in comparison, you've got an actor like Tom Bateman, who plays Viking, who is just very much in his own film. And that film is an audition tape to play the Joker in the next Batman movie. And I will say, he gets the job, because there is this one moment that I absolutely loved where he's in just pure rage mode and he goes to swipe a bunch of things off the table, but then he realizes there's nothing on the table. So he just swipes at the air instead. And I was the only person laughing, but I laughed hysterically. And that was the most that I laughed at the entire film. But
were you meant to laugh?
I don't know. I think it's one of those things that I love when an actor just makes a choice.
Okay, yeah.
On the
yeah,
day, the director probably didn't tell him to do it. He was like, I'm going to do this. We'll see if it gets in the final film. And it did. But Anyways, the idea is that so much of this is lost in translation outside of that one brilliant moment. You have Frank Baldwin adapting Kim Phupps Akerson's original script and then trying to find all these American equivalents for the characters in the original movie. And so, for example, the Serbian gang in the original film is now a group of Native Americans, members of the Ute tribe. But there are so many characters here, and he's trying to establish all of them as quickly as possible that the film has to lean into all these American archetypes. But because you're also trying to translate a film, those archetypes end up coming from what seems like an outsider perspective. And I particularly felt that with all the indigenous characters, because there was something off about them that I just couldn't quite pinpoint, but they felt inauthentic. And I feel like that's how I feel about the film itself. There's just something slightly off about it.